Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
6 minutes past the top of the hour. You know, only in Oregon would the term poverty rebates be coined, because that's exactly what the carbon trading scam bill does. It creates poverty rebates. Now, begs the question, why? Well, we'll get into that in a little bit. Also, there's a new Senate bill from the geniuses in the Oregon Senate that would allow the universities to engage in something that is prohibited by law today. Well, we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the bombshell story about a particular Republican legislator whom I used to serve with, who seems to be making an awful lot of money these days with a private company with local governments, like counties, that get money from you all, economic development money, which typically comes out of the lottery. Yep, he has a private company and he makes a lot of money, because he has a lot of contracts with counties. And he votes on bills, which he declares a potential conflict of interest most of the time. Not all the time, but most of the time. Because he's voting on bills that fund those counties that turn around and then give him a contract. Is that right? We have a law against that in Oregon, but is this just a way around it? And there's also some other things to talk about. In fact, the creepy story. Just creepy story in the Salem Statesman Journal. About asking the question, are there remains buried in the state hospital property that's stalling the construction project? Why would there be remains there? That's an interesting little thing, but it's a bit on the creepy side. You mean people died and they're buried there and we don't have a record of that? And then there's an interesting fake news story. We'll get to all of that today, friends. A big-time fake news story about the wall. You can bet if it's from Bloomberg and there's no supporting evidence, it's all based on quote-unquote testimony before a House committee. Well, we'll get to all of that as we go through the show today, friends. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, including local school board results, because it looks like the conservative candidates are winning in the Salem-Keizer School District. As there's another headline in the Statesman Journal about the Salem-Keizer School Board about ready to adopt a really big budget. Really? Yeah, like over $1 billion worth of budget, a $1.2 billion budget. Yikes. That's a lot. You know, it takes a lot to run a big school system. There's no question about it. I mean, the little school board that I run, the Oregon Connections Academy, the state's largest online virtual K through 12 school. I mean, this year we got a $38 million budget. That's a lot for 4,500 kids. It's an awful lot. And we don't get all the money that bricks and mortar schools do, because we don't get any property tax money. In fact, we get a smaller amount of money from the state school fund than what they do. Oh, and this new hidden sales tax in the form of a gross receipts tax to businesses, because that's all it is, folks. In that, it prohibits schools like ours from getting any of that money. Oh, it says in one section we can, and then another section it says, nope, we take it away from you. All of this is stuff we're talking about today, but it does look like the conservative candidates are winning. That's a good thing. Also, the Polk County voters, it looks like they've passed their their public safety levy. So good. Congratulations to Hyen, Chandragiri, and Bethel for leading. And let's just hope that the ballot harvesting union folks don't come up with, say, a few boxes left in somebody's trunk somewhere. You know that happens regularly here in Oregon, right? It's true, it does. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. And a shout out to Art, because Art is the one who sent me the article on Senate Bill 731. What does Senate Bill 731 does? Well, it does a couple of things. And I think it might be a little bit of a wolf in sheep's clothing. Here's what it does. It allows universities and student groups to be able to propose or oppose initiatives on the campus. Now, right now, in essence, that's prohibited by law because it's called electioneering. It's called using your tax dollars to say yes or no to a particular law or an initiative or whatever. Now, who does this, the first question that comes to mind is, who does this benefit and why are they doing this? Because if you look at the language of this thing as it is, as you look at it, you will see that it is clearly prohibits the expenditure of money, but it allows them to sponsor or be engaged with or opposing initiatives. So how would that work? Would this be the kind of thing where, let's say that we are successful in later this week, and I hope that you're paying attention, friends, because you will have an opportunity to begin gathering signatures to repeal the legislature's hidden sales tax on businesses known as the gross receipts tax. Pay attention, because later this week I'll give you the information where you can help with that. You can't do it yet. And thank you to the very nice lady who came by the radio station yesterday wanting information about how to do that. Just stand by. We'll have plenty of that. But remember, we were talking about the legislature's intent to with Senate Bill 761, which was heard. And this is the one that says, you voters aren't voters. What am I saying? It says that you can't download and use a single signer petition, which we're allowed to do today, which has the highest, by far the highest validity rate. Why? Well, because virtually everybody is a registered voter today, and you have the ability from your computer to download anybody's petition, a local petition, like, say, at a university. Or, say, our repeal of the legislature's hidden sales tax petition. You have the ability to do that today. But they are proposing taking that away from you. Now, why would they do that? Why would they take away the most secure and the most highly provable, effective tool for guaranteeing that a registered voter is signing a petition? Why would they take that away? Because it's really easy for you to do. That's why. Now, they got really hammered in the public hearing on Monday on that. And over 200 testimonies have been submitted, well over 200. And most of them are against this idea. And in fact, it was my understanding that nobody signed up in public testimony when they had it on Monday. Nobody signed up in favor of this idea. The Secretary of State's office, we talked about that, they came out against it. So is Senate Bill 731 a follow-on to that? Because does this allow the fastest growing political group, according to the leftists that were on Fox News the other day in the capitalism versus socialism debate. Did you see that? This gal claimed that Students for the Democratic Society, this far lefty group from the 60s that has a resurgence on college campuses these days, do you think that they are really pushing this idea? Because, you see, if we put forward, and we will by the end of the week, this repeal of the legislature's hidden sales tax. This bill is the perfect follow-on for the leftists, the regressive totalitarian Marxist. And as Ron called them yesterday, coined the term, the retro-Bolsheviks. This is the perfect mechanism by which they can go on college campuses and advocate against signing a petition. Now, that conflicts then potentially with another Oregon law that says, and it's written in this language, that says you cannot prohibit someone from going out and gathering signatures. You can't harass them, because if you do, you can be arrested. Now, is this a get-out-of-jail-free card for the radical far left on college campuses and universities? Is it? Is that what this bill becomes? I wonder what you think about that. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Good find. Good on you, Art, for finding this one, because I did not see this one. But I think it stands to reason. This is the perfect follow-on to the Democrats continuing to limit and to game the system when it comes to citizens' initiatives. Your opportunity to stand up. And you know what's interesting about this? Like with Senate Bill 761, it's just a four-year moratorium. And as the Bend Bulletin editorial pointed out yesterday, because we talked about it, that's long after we, the people, have the ability to repeal, not just with the referral, which we're going to put in front of you shortly by the end of this week, but also any initiative that would then would come along and repeal it. It helps take away, make it harder. Bottom line, that's what you need to understand. That's the transparent, regressive, totalitarian Marxists who run the Oregon legislature. That's what they do. And now they want to open the door for electioneering. Now they want to give these groups a get-out-of-jail-free card to go around the statute and argue, well, hey, the statute says we can engage in opposing, and that's all we were doing. Yes, we were standing next to this person who's gathering signatures to repeal the legislature's hidden sales tax, but we weren't stopping them from doing it. Yeah, we were yelling in their face, and we had signs all around them so people couldn't see them, but we weren't stopping them. Yeah. That's where this is headed, folks. Believe me, I have experience with this. But when we come back, have only in Oregon, I mean only in Oregon, would the Democrats come up with the idea of poverty rebates? We'll get into that, because it's not just the carbon tax plan. You know this legislature's hidden sales tax that we're going to try to repeal? It has an acknowledgement that is very similar to what the carbon tax plan does. And it has to do with buying off groups of people with poverty rebates. Oh, it's just too good. Boy, these people are transparent. And they think you're really stupid and you can't figure this out. It's 6:20 in the morning. What do you think about all of this? 503-589-1220. It's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
I just love that riff, don't you? Great to have you back, friends. It is 22 minutes past the top of the hour. We'll get to Ron and an Art in just a momento. Do you know what, friends? I mean, just I want you to think about this. What does it say about your legislation when you have to give rebates to people or create job training funds because of what reason? It's an acknowledgement that your policy, your idea is gonna hurt a bunch of people. Now, why would you do that? Why would you enact something that's going to hurt a bunch of people? Why would you have to give people poverty rebates and a carbon trading scam plan? Why would you have to offer a tax cut to people in the legislature's hidden tax increase, sales tax increase, sales tax? Why would you have to offer that? Because you're acknowledging that your idea is going to hurt a bunch of people. And you want to play class warfare. That's what the regressive totalitarian Marxists do. I mean, this is so plain and easy, and it's right in front of our face. 503-589-1220, the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. This segment of the show is brought to you by our friends at King's Coffee. Great coffee roasted in Salem. You ought to try it. I drink it. I really like it. I think you will, too. You can only buy it online. Go to kingscoffee.biz. Keep your coffee dollars here in town. Doing good things right here in Salem. kingscoffee.biz. kingscoffee.biz. To the phones. We'll start with Ron. Ron, good morning, brother. How are you?
I'm doing good, man, brother. I'm going to hit two things at once.
Go for it.
I told you so about the tax situation. They want to make themselves seem like we're doing you a favor by giving you back your money after they take the whole of your money and throw your crumb back. And at the same time, these same retro-Bolsheviks, think about this. If they want them to have opinionating speech against the petition, let's look at the real secret ingredient of that secret sauce of that Moscow lemon mindset of Portland. It's called Antifa. It gives them a legal way to not to be charged if they want to disrupt free speech. This is the activist motion of the retro Bolsheviks, my friend. Stalin and Lenin would be rolling and laughing in their grave right now. That's what they want. They want to go through and deprive you of your liberty of free speech, try petition, and then to kick it off to 2023. How many petitions do you think we could have gotten to possibly turn over this gross receipt, money robbery tax, or even the cap and extort tax? They don't want you to have that because
that's exactly right. They want to make it hard for us to go put this to a vote of the people. You know what? That's the hijinks behind all of this, and it's so transparent. Ron, thanks, brother. You are right on the money. I appreciate it. You have a marvelous day. Let's go to Art, who's on the line. Art, so thanks for sending me the Senate Bill 731 stuff. I saw that this morning. I got to tell you, didn't see that one coming either. But is this, like Ron thinks, and I think, is this the camel with the nose under the tent? Does this give them a license to harass signature gatherers for things they don't like on college campuses? What do you think?
Oh, absolutely, Jeff. And you know what is really scary is it's a way for the left wing to get around the law and be able to push their agenda. I mean, it's just crazy. Absolutely. And unfortunately, this bill's probably going to pass because, of course, you know you got a Democratic majority. And they definitely do have their agenda. And what is really scary is the Rules Committee and gutting stuff and all that garbage you and I both know goes on all the time. Which is a travesty of the legislative process.
It is, and the manipulation of the process to do funny little things is exactly what people... This is why people are cynical about politics and why they don't participate. I mean, you know, we just had a very low turnout special election yesterday. Again, thankfully here in Salem-Keizer, it looks like that the conservative slate of candidates is winning. And I think that's a good thing. But that's why people are just not participating at the level they ought to. And I think it's because they're cynical about things like you've just pointed out there.
Well, you're absolutely right. And it's getting to a point where it's no longer the government of the people, by the people, and for the people. It's the government of special interest and the strongest lobbyist group that push their agenda on all of us, which is just flat wrong, and that is why the American people have such a low regard for our federal and state government.
Yeah, and it's justifiable as more and more of these stories come out, like the one we'll talk about next. Art, thanks, brother. The one we're going to talk about next is a former colleague of mine who seems to have gotten quite wealthy by what looks like using his years of being in the legislature to his financial benefit. We'll talk about that. It's an interesting story brought forward by investigative reporters, several of them. We'll get your opinion about what should be done to stop that, because it's bipartisan. It's Republican and Democrat that use their position in the legislature to get contracts with their private companies with people who get money from the legislature. That's illegal, folks. But it's allowed in a very slick and sophisticated manner. But that doesn't make it right, does it? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We're almost at the bottom of the hour here. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I will do my darndest to read them on the air. I want to remind you, tomorrow is the Oregon Citizen Lobby War Room at the Capitol Building, beginning in the morning about 8:30. We've got coffee there and a few munchies. We're in room 350. If you want to make a difference, you want to stop the insanity that continues to come out of the legislature, controlled by the retro Bolsheviks, as Ron calls them, come join us tomorrow, room 350, 8:30 to 4:30. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It's 25 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us on a little politics with your coffee today. You know, the whole purpose of this show and why I do this is to take the political issues of the day, whether they're national, local, or statewide, and, well, present them to you in a way that you can use to influence your world. Take a stand for your principles and values. And that's what we try to do every day. So here's what we're talking about. This new bill, thanks to Art, that was called to my attention, Senate Bill 7731. It seems to me this bill gives the radical left on college campuses specifically, and the administration, the legal authority to oppose or propose initiative petitions. And in doing so, it seems to give them a get-out-of-jail-free card if they want to harass someone who isn't to their liking, who might be on college campus, say, oh, gathering a repeal the legislature's hidden sales tax referendum. But you need to stay tuned for that, folks, because we're going to be putting that forward in just a couple of days. Also, poverty rebates. We'll get to that in a moment. We'll also get to State Representative Greg Smith, a Republican from Hermiston, who I used to serve with, who apparently, as the story broke yesterday, apparently has made quite a very handsome living off of his private business doing consulting businesses, small business development, with counties and other entities that get money from the government. Now, this is actually prohibited by Oregon law, except there's a way around it. He's found the way around it. Should there be a new law passed that prohibits this kind of thing? Should it be called the Greg Smith Law? We'll talk about that. Also, folks, this story that you're seeing out there from Bloomberg on Drudge, here's the headline. U.S. federal wall funding of $1.57 billion yields 1.7 miles of fence. Now, let me just read that to you again, because I want you to just parse this, because if you read this, this is nothing more than fake news. Read the headline. U.S. federal wall funding of $1.57 billion yields 1.7 miles of fence. Notice the word that they didn't use. U.S. federal wall spending. They didn't use the word spending. They used the word funding. This is the disingenuous, lying, fake news media. Again, you can see right through this. Because the impression they're leaving here is that they actually spent $1.57 billion. And if you read the story, it doesn't say that. Oh, you got to love this. It's stunning. Because, yeah, they've only built 1.7 miles so far of new fence. But they also haven't spent the $1.57 billion. They haven't even come close. Just fake news. You got to watch this stuff, folks. Something that isn't fake is CBD oil. I use it because it helps me deal with some old injuries without having to take pain medication. It's wonderful stuff, and I cannot recommend it any more to you than I do every day, because it's real. It works. I want you to consider going down and stopping to see the folks at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care down on South Commercial in Salem. Right next to Safeway over there on the east side of Commercial. You know, they got a lot of great products there that might be helpful to you. Go see the folks at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line if you want to comment on what we're talking about. And also emails to jeff@1220.am. I will try very hard to read it on the air. I was just reading a tweet from Grover Norquist, my buddy. Okay. So what does it say about a policy that says they have to include ways to buy people off? In this case, this is the Oregon Catalyst story. You can go to OregonWatchdog.com or OregonCatalyst.com. And this is written by my friend Jason Williams. The headline is "Reject the Insane Carbon Tax Plan for Poverty Rebates." In fact, there's a great cartoon there. It's got limousine liberal Kate, our governor, standing outside of a limousine throwing money around. And there's a poor woman with her young baby and a guy standing on the street corner with a sign saying homeless and hungry, and she's driving between the two of them, throwing money out the window. And she's saying, free carbon tax rebates for all you poor Oregon people. Sorry that we wrecked your town. Because that's really kind of the impact of this thing, isn't it? Because you see, it hurts rural Oregon by far the worst. And so what are they trying to do? Well, offer rebates. Now, look, we're all going to get hit by this, just like we're going to hit. All of us are going to pay, as the state says, regarding the state's hidden business sales tax that they just passed, known as the gross receipts tax, which we're going to try to repeal. Okay? They acknowledge it's going to hurt some people. That's why they offered them a tax cut, a tiny little tax cut that doesn't even begin to offset the amount of money it's going to cost each and every one of us. $300 a year for every man, woman, and child in the state. So they have to offer a tax cut to buy you off, to lessen the pain. Now, the Oregon carbon tax, which is what Jason's writing about here, does the same thing. Because it has an immediate jump of our gas prices of 16 cents at least, and home heating prices by 53%. He writes, the price of everything you find in a grocery retail store will likely be going up. California has a carbon tax, and they saw exploding gas and utility prices, and were recently rated the number one poverty state in America. Let that sink in. In Oregon, politicians, he writes, have a magic solution so that that doesn't happen here, my words. He continues, which is to offer tax rebates to the poor people to offset the pain of the soaring gas prices and home heating prices. OPP reports, and he has a link to it, fuel rebates for low-income Oregonians to make up for rising gas prices that could result from the program. Jason writes, you heard it correctly. As the carbon tax, House Bill 2020, slowly makes Oregonians poorer, just like in California, we could then claim government welfare vouchers in the form of rebates on our taxes. Now, that's exactly what Ron referred to, right? The crumbs. This is what the retro Bolsheviks think. All your power and your rights come from a benevolent dictatorship known as government, which has the ability to reach into your wallet and extract money legally. It's what Frederick Bastiat, the 16th century French economist, wrote was legalized plunder, to use a term from back in those days. That's exactly what it is. And then we benevolently give it back to you. Because after all, it's government's money. Jason continues, he says, we don't want brand new vouchers or rebates from government. We want to live in a healthy economy and have stable jobs and live in an affordable state. So destructive is this carbon tax scheme that they even once discussed, get this, now listen, they even once discussed creating a fund for displaced workers that this tax would create. And there's a link to a story about that. So that's an acknowledgement that not only is this going to hurt poor people and we have to give them poverty rebates, but it's also going to cost a lot of jobs. Now, he continues, how bad is your government scheme when you know it will create poverty and create a new population of people needing new welfare-style poverty benefits? The Oregon carbon tax is a bad idea, and Oregonians should call their legislators and tell them to stop it. Vote against it. That's good advice. Very good advice. So what does it say to you as the average person when government has to put in place a new policy, but then has to lessen the pain to you by giving you rebates? What does that tell you about the policy? I mean, aren't all these things supposed to be for the children? Except that, again, as the state of Oregon acknowledged with its analysis of the legislature's hidden business sales tax bill, known as the gross receipts tax, it just became law. The acknowledgement is that it is going to cost every man, woman, and child about $300 per year. Now, if you're a family of four, it's $1,200. You see, they acknowledge that there are some of their ideas that are going to hurt the poor and squeeze the middle class. Otherwise, they wouldn't offer these rebates, right? I mean, this is not hard to figure out. So, you think the average person is going to figure this out? Let's go to Tim, who's on the line. Tim, good morning. Your thoughts today, and welcome.
Hey, good morning. Here's the first lesson I want to let people know. Number one, you get what you don't do. Now,
that's right.
Everybody, people don't talk about fixed income. And they're getting hurt more than anyone. Yesterday, and I don't know the outcome, I talked to Senator Thompson, and it was about the sales tax in Hood River. I talked to the radio station. I could not buy an ad because I had to do it the day before. I talked to the, or left a message with a local Republican party. I heard nothing. I did it to the state and I heard nothing.
Well, that's not good because they ought to be responding to you, but at least you're trying. And frankly, if more people did what you did, they might have to adjust. This may be the response. That's not good, Tim. Let's do that. 6:48, Ben. Back in the moment. Don't go.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Sorry, Tim, that I couldn't stay on the line with you a little bit longer there. You got to call a little bit earlier before we go to those breaks, which we need to take because, you know, we do ads. Ads are what pay for this radio station and for me to have the opportunity to have conversations with you. So to that end, give me a call. Let me know what you think about these issues. 503-589-1220. Not only does your opinion matter, but what you do with your opinion matters, friends. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. My friend Fred Thompson, as you know, is a guy who cares about people. He does good things for people by helping them plan for retirement, especially if you're, you know, maybe your life hasn't turned out the way you planned. Maybe you don't have enough or you're worried that you're not going to have enough. I mean, you look at Social Security and you look at, you know, the latest report on it. It's going to go broke even faster than they thought. So at some point, what does that mean for you? Well, it means you may not have as much money coming from Social Security. How do you make up for that? What if you got maybe divorced and you had to give up a bunch of your retirement to your former spouse and you're worried about not having enough for retirement? Yeah. You got to talk to Fred. He can help you with all of those issues. He can help you figure out how you can have a better life in your retirement. So you don't have to leave your home. You don't have to have a dramatic change in your lifestyle. Fred can help. Why don't you sit down and talk with him? 503-428-7479. 503-428-7479. By the way, you know, I didn't see if my friend, how Ben Fisher did in the Woodburn write-in race for the Woodburn School Board. I mean, this is really important. What we're doing at the local level is incredibly important. And the Statesman Journal has it today still that the conservative slate of candidates are ahead and winning here for the Salem-Keizer School Board. I think that's a good thing. But there's quite a few local public safety levies. The Polk County Public Safety Levy is passing. Idana, Detroit, and Jefferson Rural Fire Districts are passing levies. Sandy M. Canyon School Bonds are passing. So some people at the local level are saying, okay, there are some things we are willing to continue to pay for or pay a little more for. Now, here's my point about government putting in place policies like we were talking about with the insane carbon tax plan with its poverty rebates or the legislature's hidden sales tax on business. How it's going to raise your cost of living by 4% a year, average of $300 a person. If you take all of that and you add the increase you get every year in fees in this state for just about anything at the DMV, I mean, at the local level, are they typically, maybe it happens occasionally, but it's pretty rare when you can go to your county government or your city government and see a lower fee for anything. So my point is your cost of living is not going down. It's going up across a broad range of government entities that have, as Bastiat call it, the ability for, quote, legalized plunder, unquote. And that's why legislators have to do things like give you some crumbs from the table to make you feel good, like Ron pointed out earlier in his call. That's the whole idea of these poverty rebates, the whole idea of giving you a tax cut, because it's a tacit acknowledgement, is it not, that their ideas are going to hurt you or they're going to hurt some people. Why would you have to put in place policies that hurt people? Because you're a retro-Bolshevik, as Ron calls them. You're a regressive, totalitarian Marxist, because that's what they do. Now, the way we fight against that is what we did yesterday. You go vote. And in these low turnout elections like there was yesterday, every vote counts, because most people don't. It's not a presidential election. It's not a statewide election for, you know, governor or something like that. So people just aren't motivated to go out there and vote. That's why local elections are often the easiest way for you to win and to serve in public, but also to put in place and stand up for your principles and your values. And that's the activism part of what I try to encourage and persuade each of you to engage in. You know, Art calls here a lot because he believes in activism. He's a blind guy who has a small business. And he goes to the Capitol and he stays active and he gets to know the new legislators. He talks with them and they know who Art is. And he makes a difference. And he's able to persuade and influence people. But if you never show up, like at the Oregon Citizen Lobby War Room tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning in room 350, if you don't show up, it's like Tim says, bad things are going to happen. Now, when enough people get tired of how things are going, then it's like Everett Dirksen said, who's got a U.S. Senate building named after him back in the Capitol in D.C. He said, I see the light when I feel the heat. That's the other thing you have to do, is not just vote, but go participate. Show up at a city council meeting. Show up at a fire board meeting. You know, I serve on the Sublimity Fire Board. And I haven't even checked to see if I was reelected last night, because I was running for reelection. But I got to tell you, rarely do we get people from the community to show up. Now, that's a good thing, and it isn't a good thing. It's good because it tells us that we're not doing anything controversial that gets people spun up. But it also is disappointing in that people are not caring enough to take a little bit of time out of their life to go show up. So go show up, friends. Because sometimes you can have that conversation with a board member, your school board member, or a city councilor, that could profoundly impact them and change their life, change their mind on a particular issue. So be aware of these things, friends. I hope that in today's show that we've given you some things to think about. Senate Bill 731, is this a bill that just allows the radical left on college campuses to engage in what they're prevented from engaging in now, and harassing people that they don't like who are engaging in the petition initiative process? And why is a policy good if it has to create rebates because it acknowledges it hurts people, whether it's tax increases or whether it's this carbon stuff? Let's go quickly to a caller. Who do we sorry, we're done. You can't. Doggone it. Call back tomorrow. I'll give you an opportunity to share with me your thoughts tomorrow. Sorry about that. Folks, we're at the end of the show. Thanks for joining us today. Make it a great day. Ponder these things, and we'll be back tomorrow.